We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up. To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Thank you for being with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We have done amazing work. You have done amazing work. Over 1,900 different donors have contributed to raise over $555,000. $555,000. That means that we have officially passed last year's total of $554,000.
Way to go.
So we have built on last year 100% going to cancer research.
Sorry, I'm late.
You're okay.
I was down spreading the word.
Yeah.
I was on FM radio for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
you're promoting?
Yeah.
It was you're fine.
B96.
B96?
B96, spinning the hits.
Okay, great. Well, you've done a great job. Thank you for promoting. 100% goes to cancer research. We have a cool thing. So my friend, Doug and Stacey Meyer, longtime family friends, they have been a supporter of all three radiothons. They've put up $10,000 in every radiothon that we've done. Just diehard Cubs fans, and they want to support. And Doug was diagnosed with prostate cancer, but he detected it early. He wants to get your scans, check your levels, and he's cancer free and he's doing great. So thank you to Doug and Stacey Meyer for their continued support. And so they've put up $10,000. But then a listener was listening to the radiothon and said that they want to put up $10,000. So this is going to be a match of $20,000 this hour, and that I did not know that.
Tremendous.
So thank you to Ken Ware for doing it.
Thank you, Ken.
And hey, Ken.
Guys,
can you guys text me the number that you want him to call, and maybe it'll work if he makes a call to you, or Studs, you text him the number to call in and see if it works with him coming in. Let's just solve the problem. Thank you very much. And
he's calling in the radio station.
Well, the outgoing call isn't working for some reason right now. So we're going to see if we can do
a lot of moving parts here, Danny.
A lot of moving parts. Yeah, a lot of ins,
a lot of hard
work, a lot of outs,
a lot of what have yous.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's going to be great. It's going
to
be great. Just, we're trying to finish strong, trying to put a big number on the board here. And let's get some $23 donations. Let's just keep that momentum going. If you want to co-host Bears Overnight, $4,000 is the donation you get to do for 5 hours. $4,000 donation. Text CURE25 to 41444. We'll set you up. You get to host from midnight to 5 a.m. with a co-host. It's a great thing. We have two awesome seats still to the Savannah Bananas game coming up. That's on, let me see that. Is that $2,000? Yeah, $2,000. You get great tickets to the Savannah Bananas. $4,000. The Bears Overnight. So all sorts of opportunities for you here to still donate. And we also have, these are really cool. These are not things that you can just buy and are available. It's more of like a perk for season ticket holders, but we got them. 4 Catalina Club tickets to the Mets game. So that's the upper deck behind home plate vantage point. Like, it's an unbelievable view. And $1,000 gets you 4 tickets in the Catalina Club to the September 24th or the September 25th game against the Mets.
That's going
to
be big games.
Huge games.
Big games.
That's $1,000. 773-388-8270. You got to call for those. So 773, those should fly off the shelf, because if you've never been in the Catalina Club, it's an awesome experience. 773-388-8270. And again, thank you to Doug and Stacey Meyer. Thank you to Ken Ware, who said he just wanted to make a donation this hour. So that means your $10, in theory, we double it. So 9 and 20, it could become $30. It's a really, really cool thing that we're doing here.
And thank you to Mike Lowe from WGN and Eddie Olczyk last hour, spending the entire hour here telling their stories, recounting what they have been through. Eddie was especially inspiring. Both of those guys are inspiring. I think Eddie talking about how he had to come to terms with what he was going to be dealing with, and his family and inner circle and his wife giving him that pep talk and him sitting through it. And then Mike, with his time spent with Ryan Sandberg, getting radiation together.
I know.
That is remarkable. And the relationships that you forge with people, you never quite know the circumstances. And a special bond was created. And the again, cruel irony of last Saturday night, Mike was at a function where they were going to be honoring Ryan Sandberg and him. And obviously that did not happen. But they were gracious with their time coming in, and they were very inspiring with their message, both of them.
Yeah, that it was amazing, and it's the type of thing where, you know, it's crazy that all these like interconnections, and people have connections to all these different things, and it's the type of makes you believe in a little something that's going on out there in the universe. It's cool that Eddie O and Mike Lowe were brought together, that Mike and Rhino was brought together. I feel that way about my brother and Council, and then Rhino knowing my brother's wife's family, and then them becoming friends, and then me being a best man at my brother's wedding and knowing Rhino from when I was 15 years old, and just all of these little interconnected things.
You met Rhino when you were 15 years old?
Yeah. Well, so Rhino was at my brother Brad's wedding. I was the best man. Brad was 16 years older than me. And it was, I gave the toast, and he was there, and he's Ryan Sandberg. You know, I'm going to say hello and meet him, whatever. And then it was the type of thing where when I saw him later, when I was working here and we did like events together, yeah. He came to the Vegas trip. He would come on the show occasionally, right. Whatever. Reminding him of it, talked about Jen, Brad's wife's dad, who he knew. I'd be like, yeah, you know, I was the best man at that wedding. I gave the toast, blah, blah, blah. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, Margaret loved your toast, about his wife. And I'd be like, Rhino, what'd you think? And he'd go, Margaret loved your toast. It was awesome. So it's the type of thing where it's...
You don't forget that.
You don't forget it.
You don't forget that.
Right? You just do not forget it. So have our phones gone down? Is that what's happening? Is anybody able to call in? Because we're waiting on Council and Cowherd, and they're both... Yeah.
They're busy guys, Danny. They're busy guys.
Colin's trying to call.
I was trying to call.
And nothing is working. Studs, you want to just update me on what's going on over here?
So I texted Colin the number, and I've tried calling him from all different lines.
What about just a normal call-in number?
Yes.
Okay. We're trying everything.
And I gave him the hotline number.
And 312-644-6767.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And none of those are working.
And when we call him, it doesn't work.
All right. Well, that's a bummer. Well, he's texting me. He wants to come on. So we'll try to figure it out. So that's amazing.
Text line is working.
Text
line is working. We're getting some good text.
Yeah, I know. That is very straight. We literally have taken 75 calls in the last 22 hours from guests and callers overnight. So, if we work it out, we work it out. It's been very smooth sailing. So it makes sense that 22 hours in is when we're going to start to have some problems with it. But that's okay. Nothing's going to go perfect. There's always going to be a little turbulence.
Ahead of people, if they do want to text something and make a donation, 41444, text CURE25. And you can do that, or you can call 773-388-8270. Speak with somebody from Cubs Fan Services, make a donation, or you can just visit CubsForACure.com. Those are the three ways to donate and make your contribution to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
Yes, that is how you donate. Absolutely right. And you should be, listen, if you can't call us, you should be calling the Cubs at 773-388-8270. And there's so many cool opportunities with tickets and autograph memorabilia. CubsForACure.com. Double match up to $20,000. Two different $10,000 matches from Doug and Stacey Meyer, and then from Ken Ware, who just has been inspired by listening to the Radiothon, and he put up $10,000 for a match this hour. And we figured out phones at a radio station. It's unbelievable. Colin Cowherd, my friend and colleague with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Colin, you've done everything in the business. Have you ever broadcast for 22 hours straight in your career, sir?
No, I have not. I'm not quite sure how you pull it off, to be honest with you. I need some sleep. But I've heard the calls have been unbelievable, and the number you're at's amazing, so... good for you. It's an incredible cause, and it clearly galvanizes people in the Chicago area, and people are into it. And I used to do something. ESPN used to have the Jimmy V Foundation, you know?
Yeah.
And the most emotional calls, I couldn't make it through my show without crying. It was just incredible how emotional it was and how touching it was to people. So good for you and good for Chicago.
Thank you. Yeah, we're at $557,000 right now. Nearly 2,000 individual donors over 22 hours. So it's all the teams have donated things. The Cubs, obviously, as the principal supporter. I do it in honor of my brother, Brad. It's been very inspiring. Cancer has touched everybody. How has it impacted your life?
Well, in Vegas, at the time, my best friend lost his wife. She was mid-30s. And it was the first time it had kind of impacted me directly. And I just watched somebody go through it. She was just a fighting spirit, just a tough as nails person, and fought to the very end. But I just remember how somber it was for the family and how difficult it was for everybody to process. My friend Glenn, at the time, we were inseparable, and you know, now we live in different parts of the country and have different lives, but he's a strong guy as well, and it kind of takes over your life. It takes over every conversation. The person with the greatest spirit was the person, Colleen, who was facing kind of an imminent passing. So it's, I think there's a reason shows like yours work, because we've all been touched by it, and it changes you. It changes the way you see the world. It changes the way you look at your health and your friend's health. And it's just what you're doing is incredibly impactful. And I think your audience is proving that.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying it. And, you know, listen, I was able to fill in for you Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's surreal to sit in your seat, and we work together at FS1, but you're still on a couple hundred radio stations. And I had a cousin in, you know, Phoenix reach out, old colleague in Tampa reach out, one of my brother's friends in Milwaukee reach out that were listening on the radio. Part of it too, Colin, and I know you love this, is the power of radio.
Yeah, we're on 400 radio stations, obviously TV and podcasting and all that. But I'm a radio guy. I grew up with it. I still listen to it all the time. I think local radio is fantastic, especially in sports, especially on a Monday after an NFL game. When I'm in Chicago, I listen to Chicago radio every day. So I think it's where I grew up. It's to me, there's a looseness to it. I'm always scouring it for podcasting talent. That's how we found kind of you. I had made a run at you while you were not at FS1. And then I told FS1, I said, there's this kid in Chicago who's really talented. Nick Wright knows him. I've listened to him twice in Chicago, and I think you should hire him. And they did. So, which was really cool. And you flourished. So I don't know. I just think radio is the constant. You know, the media always, the end is always near with the media. Like, the newspapers are dying. Well, no, I still am a New York Times and Wall Street Journal, subscriber, The Athletic. There's always going to be a written word, and there's always going to be podcasting is sort of basically radio, on people's terms, on an edited and delayed basis. So I just think it's impactful. It's touching. I think morning television and radio are the two things that are immediate, urgent, and they're really visceral. Like, you know, people can watch morning television and, you know, they really, it's family. And I always feel like when you have a great local radio show, like, you have certain callers and certain people. I mean, I know that before I got into radio, I worked my way around. I remember listening to the late Rush Limbaugh when I was in Vegas out of college. I didn't know who this guy out of Sacramento was that was becoming big. So it's just always had an imprint on my life.
Well, Colin, listen, you've had an imprint on ours. I've been listening to you my whole life. It's an honor to work with you. Like I said, it's an honor when I got to fill in for you, and looking forward to doing more things in the future. Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs, just called in. So thank you for making time for us on Cubs for a Cure, and we're going to keep raising. We're going to raise over $1 million by the end of the weekend. We're at 560,000 right now. So thank you for calling.
All right, bud.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. That's Colin Cowherd, my colleague and friend at FS1. From Colin Cowherd to Craig Counsell with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, making his return appearance after last year. Craig, we're over 22 hours in, my man. And like I just said, we're at $560,000. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Craig.
Keep going, Danny. Hope you're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. No, we're doing well. And you know, this thing on it, it took on an extra meaning. Cubs for a Cure, with the timing of Rhino. It was on this radiothon last year that he announced that he was cancer free, and then he didn't make it to the next radiothon. It's kind of unbelievable, the timing ahead of this game on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we all received the news before the game, and it was, you know, it was just sad. And you know, Rhino had kind of, we thought we were doing good things for a while and in the clear, and I think it tells you everything about why we need to raise money here, is that it's deadly and it's difficult, and we need to keep finding answers, and that's why, you know, days like today are really important.
Craig, I think you've done a tremendous job this week compartmentalizing everything going on. Obviously, it's been an emotional week for the Cubs organization, and then you've had the trade deadline and you had a big series in Milwaukee. But just from your perspective, the Ryan Sandberg memories that came flooding back when the day that, you know, we lost him, and how you handled that before you came to Chicago, maybe even as a player, what was your earliest recollection of an interaction with Rhino?
Yeah, I mean, before I came to Chicago, you know, my connection to Rhino was more like everybody else's, and it was as a fan and as watching him on WGN, like that was it, right? And watching a great player and watching him and Sean Dunstan, which was kind of like I love to do. But that was, I didn't know him well. I'd probably met him on a couple occasions and just knew of him, and kind of knew of the person, like just quiet gentleman is what, you know, I knew of him. And then I think for me and for this Cubs team, you know, really the spring training, you know, he came to spring training. He did not come in 2024 at all. But he was there this year for, you know, the first 2 weeks about, and we just got a sense of him. And I think you got a sense of, man, this is a man battling cancer. It's not going great. He's at the ballpark every morning. He's got a smile on his face. He's playing jokes on us. He's calling meetings, and it was just like, it was fun and it was inspiring and it was just real. And, we were lucky as a team and as a coaching staff more than anything to just have him around us.
Could you relate to it? 'Cause it was clear that was where he wanted to be, and like baseball as his happy place and his escape for what was going on. Could you relate to it in any way as a baseball lifer?
I think, yes. I mean, it made you just think, like, you got a choice of where you want to be. You know, you got, at that time in your life, you're like, well, I'm going to do what I want to do, right?
Yeah.
And he's coming to the ballpark. And he was, you know, he didn't know us, right? He knew the Cubs, right? But it was like a family, and it was the baseball family. You relate to that, and it, you know, like these things all put what we do in life and your day-to-day choices in perspective. And there's no question that it did for all of us.
We're talking to Craig Counsell here, Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
And, you know, Craig, when you look at what we're doing today, what Danny is coming back to be a part of, it's all driven by the memory of his brother, Brad, who was one of your good friends growing up. And I just wonder, what do you want people to know about Brad Parkins?
Yeah, I mean, I think one, just Danny's keeping his memory alive is, for me, the greatest thing about today. And Brad was, you know, a person who brought joy to people's life. And, you know, like Rhino, battled cancer in a courageous, incredibly inspiring way. And those lessons that, you know, people like Brad and Rhino teach us as they're going through cancer, those are the lessons that make us better people. And they're the ones we should have at the front of our, you know, fun of our actions every day, because they tell us they teach us the right way to live, and there's no better lesson than that.
I mean, I said it in my eulogy for Brad. It's like we all should try to be a little bit more like him. I don't know if I succeed at it, but I certainly try. When do you find yourself thinking of Brad, Craig? Here we go.
Like, it's funny. It's like Brad's like take on sports. Like, and I think you can appreciate this, Danny. Like, he had like, you know, Brad would call into even if you weren't the host, Danny, Brad would call into a talk show, a radio talk show. You know what I mean?
100%.
100%, right? Like, he didn't need his brother to be in the business to call into a talk show. Like, he was doing this long before you got to this gig, right? And so Brad's take on, and then me like being in sports, you know, like his take on like a baseball game. I loved it because it was the kind of like, this is what the fan thinks, this, you know, and I just love that. And it was like, it was always like kind of emotional, but also fun. Those were always his takes. So they're a little quirky all the time. And it always just kind of lightened you up.
A guy didn't run hard down to the base. He's like, he's probably has too many donuts. Like, you know, ridiculous takes on guys that were very reactionary, very passionate. I remember after his diagnosis, I'd come over and Jen would be like, yeah, he was screaming at the TV today. And I was coming over and it was like 1 p.m. and there's nothing going on. I'm like, what were you getting upset about? And he was like, oh, the Little League World Series. And I'm like, what? You can picture it, right?
Yeah, I can absolutely picture it. And I always like for, you know, for me, it was just a great thing to always hear. He would tone it down when it was something impersonal, but the rest of them I absolutely love.
How old were you when you first were friends with Brad?
Oh, man. Like, I mean, I moved to probably 10 years old. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great friendship. That's a great you're friends forever with the guy you met when you were 10. That's tremendous.
Yeah, and I mean, the great thing is, like, then, you know, we were great friends growing up, but, you know, we went to different colleges and life kind of went apart for a while. And then we kind of moved back to Chicago. He moved to Chicago and then I moved back to Chicago, chasing my future wife around, actually, you know, so living in Chicago in the off seasons. And then we kind of reconnected there and, you know, kind of lived our mid-20s in Chicago during the winters. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the first time I met you. I was like 6 years old. And then when Craig got... go ahead.
Did Danny have hot takes when he was 6, Craig?
Not,
do you remember
not
that?
Not quite 6.
I don't know if I had... It's funny. I don't know if I had Danny as like hot takes as his brother did. I mean, his brother... Maybe I think he learned it from his brother. That's where I think it came from.
It's certainly possible. My first like real memory, though, of you with Brad was when you got called up with the Marlins... And you played at Wrigley, and my dad got us tickets, second row behind the Marlins dugout, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that my big brother Brad knew a big league player, because this is '97, right? So like, I'm a diehard Cubs fan, Sammy Sosa, like this is like wheelhouse 11-year-old sports fandom, and my brother knows a big league player, and so I had a sign that said Craig Council Fan Club. And I held it up, and Moises Alou and Bobby Bonilla were dying on the field. And they just were laughing their ass off because we got to come meet you guys back by the team bus. And they thought it was the funniest thing that you had a fan club.
Yeah, I mean, I actually kind of remember that. I have a mental image of that, actually.
I probably embarrassed you.
But Yeah, exactly. Because Bobby Bonilla, and you didn't want Bobby Bonilla and Moises Alou even knowing who you were at that stage in your career, you know?
Oh, God, man.
That was a great weekend, and I definitely remember Brad being there and being, you know, super excited and enjoying it.
All right, so Cubs fans just want to hear, you know, It was a weird deadline. We had Jed on last night. He obviously supports Cubs for a Cure, but we talked about the deadline. You got four new toys, but it wasn't some huge splashy headline. What do you make of the reinforcements that Jed gave you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, look, there's trades are hard to make, and it's they have to be responsible to Jed's job is to be responsible to the 2025 Cubs and then future Cubs teams. And so I think we ended up succeeding in, you know, fortifying the roster, like you said. I think we got a great insurance policy on the position player side in Willie Castro, and who's kind of a bit of a Swiss Army knife that can play a lot of positions and really, you know, in a lot of ways can serve the, you know, he's almost the role of multiple players. So I think that was a big, big addition. And then the rest of the goal was just adding innings, adding guys that we thought could provide quality innings. And, you know, again, like just insurance on the pitching side in innings. And we have players coming back that I think are also going to help. So we got to protect the innings number still. I think that's the biggest number you're afraid of is just when you got to cover a lot of innings. And I think added more players to, you know, succeed in that.
Craig, you know, it's been an emotional week. Rhino passes away. You're asked a lot of questions to reminisce and put things in perspective as the front-facing spokesman for the Cub organization. You have a difficult series in Milwaukee. Didn't start well, finish right. And then you had the trade deadline. And I just wonder, you have a day off. How are you able to keep everything on such an even keel? I respect the way that you handle all of the questions. I think that sometimes you know exactly what you want to say and how you want to say it, but it can't be easy to do. How would you describe the way that you're able to maintain that level of perspective when you're going through a week like this?
Yeah, I think, look, all of what I always think about this is all of our traits are blessings and curses. You know what I mean? Like they sometimes they work good for us and sometimes they don't work so good for us. So really, you know, you try to just be yourself, man. Even when there's storms around you, you just got to be yourself and dig down and just your authentic self is good enough, man. And you just, that's what you got to give people, your authentic self. And I think if you just do that every night, every day, you can put your head on the pillow at night and be pretty happy. And so no matter what's going on, that's my goal. And try to do it as best I can every day.
So right now I am wearing your game-worn Cubs for a Cure jersey from last year because an anonymous fan, after hearing our story during the Radiothon, bought it and sent it to me because he felt like I should have it because of the Parkins family connection to the Council family.
Man.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah,
really,
man.
Cool.
Yeah, and that fan, by the way, has stepped up in a huge way for this Radiothon this year, donating tickets and money. And it's Cubs fans are incredible, Craig. Like it is, and I know you know this, but I mean, since you've been on, we passed 2,000 individual donors. 564,000. We've got some big money dumps to come still in the last 90 minutes. And that was from that moment last year on the field with Brad's son, Jack, my nephew, throwing that first pitch to you and you catching it. You said you need to cover innings. Our baby sister, Amy, she's I sent you the video. Can we get a scouting report, please? Because you got to stretch, man. You might be jumping. You might be lunging. I don't know if you have range these days. Please, scouting report for Amy.
Yeah, if covering innings and sending the video is not going to work together, I think I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow. I'll stretch before. And hey, it could be an entertaining first pitch because we don't know what's going to happen.
That's right. It could go anywhere. And the Cubs actually gave out another first pitch to a kid who's dealt with cancer for 20-something years that was in studio. And the Cubs organization has just been such an amazing supporter of this. And the jerseys. Crane told us about the jerseys tomorrow, man.
That's so cool.
You're all wearing the blues, the blues that Rhino loved. No names on the back.
Yeah.
Everybody in 23. Yeah.
Great idea.
What do you think of that?
That's going to be cool. I think I just heard about that, and I'm looking forward. That's going to be really cool. That's going to look so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Well, listen, man, Brad's kids, Jack and Katie, will be there. The Parkins family will be down there. Can't wait to shake your hand and congratulate you on the start to this year. And it's been too long, man, so I'll see you tomorrow, all right?
Thanks very much, Craig.
Can't wait to see you. Take care. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. That is Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs. Known him for a long, long, long time. It still feels a little unfair that the Cubs hired him after Brad had passed away. Brad would have loved it. He might have had to quit his job because he would have been at, he would have had 100% attendance at Friday 120 games. Like, he would have had 100% attendance. He would have led Wrigleyville in beers for guys over 50 years old.
It's great.
It's a very, very special relationship. We have like a lot of things to move and a lot of money to raise here, Haw. So we got to sprint to the finish with the Mully and Haw
audience.
There.
90 minutes to go.
Text CURE25 to 41444. We're matching up to 20K, 773-388-8270. Cubs for a Cure on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Terry Bors.
I love you guys. The Score has come so far and done so well. I lost those 6 years. I still resent that, but talking to you guys makes me feel a lot better about that.
Cancer took 6 years of Terry Bors broadcasting from us, man.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Welcome back in, Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. So this is so cool. First of all, thank you to Doug and Stacey Meyer, three-time supporters of the Radiothon, putting up 10 grand. Doug is a Cubs super fan. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer, but he found it super early because he was on top of his health and getting the scans and the blood work done, and now he's cancer-free. Ken Ware was just listening and said, I want to put up $10,000 for an hourly match so that the money can go further. So now we're matching up to $20,000 this hour. So $5 becomes 10, 23 becomes 46, and so on and so on. Text CURE25 to 41444. The Cubs are like the greatest partners ever in this whole operation. Mm-hmm. Could not ask for more. Bryn, Jen, their whole team, you know, Crane, Colin Faulkner, everybody, right? But I am a little upset that no one told me about the Yeti Yard. Like, I would have flown in for the open of the Yeti Yard. This is unbelievable.
How did you not know about the Yeti Yard?
I don't know. How did I miss the Yeti Yard?
How did you miss the Yeti Yard? It was a big deal, Danny.
I feel like I should listen. I'm not watching as much regular season baseball.
I know. I'm football all the time.
All football all the time.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner ball.
This is so insane. All right, RIP. So the Yeti Yard, this new outdoor rental space in the Budweiser bleachers. It's an intimate backyard vibe. High top seating, overlooking center field, each space fully stocked with Yeti coolers, unlimited beer, seltzer, wine, and non-alcoholic drinks. It's sold out for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, unless you call right now and make a $5,160 donation, and we will give you 12 tickets in the Yeti Yard to Cubs Brewers.
Cubs Brewers. That's as good as it gets.
The biggest game of the year
that's
left.
That's as good as it gets right now.
The August 19th game against the Brewers. We should have done this earlier. I apologize. Hand up. That's on me. I feel like I should get one of these tickets. I'd be interested in flying back in. But anyway, 773-388-8270. That is so cool. So it's out there in the bleachers, but mm-hmm. It's like your own private space with high top tables, and they supply the booze for you. That's unbelievable. 12 tickets. That's a party.
It's a party.
That's a pregame to a bachelor party or a bachelorette party. That's a graduation. That's a go back to college. That is a very, very cool gift or scene or corporate
back
outing.
Back to school outing.
Yeah, back to school outing.
Like, parents, though, not kids.
Well, I mean, you know. Maybe you're going back for your senior year of college. I don't know. We have probably good grad school. I don't know. $5,160, 12 tickets, Yeti Yard. It's all sold out. Cubs Brewers, no big deal. Just one of the biggest games left of the year. 773-388-8270. That is a tremendously cool thing. If you're a golfer and you know what the Dormy Network is and you want to donate $7,500, we can get you a 12-month membership that's access to 7 private clubs around the country. You, your significant other, kid under 23, unlimited golf. They've got lodging, food, booze. It's all like stay and play. It's some of the best courses in the country. Waives the initiation fee, which is, I mean, this is like a $30,000 value if you become a member full time after it is a dues paying member. So the Dormy Network, $7,500. Text Cure 25 to 41444. CubsForACure.com. I didn't know that this didn't move. I apologize. We still have the Court of Dreams experience. I only did it once. I thought it moved. I missed that. That's on me. It always gets a little crazy towards the end of the radiothon. You want to play basketball at the United Center?
That was fun.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. You get tickets to the game. Mm-hmm. You get the food and drink included. But the headline is like well before the game, like 2 hours before the game or whatever, you get on the court and you get to play 5-on-5 on the United Center floor before the game, you and a guest. So that's just like it's the type of thing that goes to big sponsors. It's not something that you can just buy. But with a $3,000 donation at CubsForACure.com or by texting CURE25 to 41444.
You might get coached by Chuck Swirsky.
Yeah, I got coached.
Bill Wennington.
Yeah, I got coached
by coaches. This year,
Swirsk was my coach.
The taskmaster.
He really is. He takes it a little too seriously.
Very seriously.
I wish I had Bill.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I wish I had Bill. 773-388-8270. But I'm also a chucker out there. I'm not really there to pass. I don't know about you. What about you?
I was more of a dish guy.
You're a dish guy.
Yeah, we played with Marshall and Gabe. We had a good time.
Yeah, I really, I was definitely trying to get my points in. 773-388-8270. Text CURE25 to 41444. I went with Jack. I went with my nephew, with Brad's son. Yeah, it was really cool. He was like by far the best player on the court because he was in shape. And all of us were old and not in shape. So $3,000, Court of Dreams, $5,160 for the Yeti Yard ticket, $7,500 for Dormy if you want it. And we got some more small items that we can do before we're out of here as well. An incredible patient story coming up at 9. Cubs for a Cure rolls on after this.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and I stand for my mother, Regina, who died in 1997 from pancreatic cancer, just 6 months from diagnosis to death. And I know that if she were alive and suffering now, she would stand a chance to live a lot longer and maybe even survive a battle with pancreatic cancer because of all the research that's gone on and all of the money that has been raised and that we can raise today. So for my late mother, Regina Isabel Rubin Spiegel, who I keep immortalized by having named a child after her, let's think of her. Let's think of all you've lost and raise whatever we can to do good and keep our parents alive longer.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
It's pretty amazing. Okay, so I think this 9 o'clock hour is about to be historic because of some pretty cool thing. I can't 100% say what I think is about to happen.
Hold on.
It's a 9 minute
tease. It's quite a mouthful there. It's going to be a historic 9 o'clock hour.
That's what I believe.
All right.
And I believe that I need one more commercial break to 100% figure out.
This is not a hot take. It's history.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is pretty insane what is happening here, if I'm being totally honest with you. But I need one more commercial break to 100% figure out what is going on before I say it on a 50,000 watt radio station and on TV. Thank you to the Marquee Network. Thank you to the CHSN for being a part of the last 2 hours. We did, though, what I can say with 100% certainty is we passed 2,100 individual donors. Which is so cool. That is Scoreheads. That is the mob. That is you all. That's 83 Nation. That is all of you coming together, $23 at a time. Right now, the public goal is $579,000. We got to hit that $20,000 match. $10,000 from Doug and Stacy Meyer. $10,000 from Ken Ware. And again, I've known Doug Meyer and his wife Stacy for my entire life. He's my mom's friend from way back in the day, and they're just so supportive and so generous. And thank you to Ken. I don't know you, but I want to, for offering this up. The 12-month Dormy Network membership is $7,500 if you want it. That's available. I can't believe this isn't gone. Hall of Fame weekend, 4 tickets next year. It's a like mid-summer, early September. We don't know when the Hall of Fame weekend is for the Cubs, but it's 4 tickets to the game and a pregame meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez. I love Aramis Ramirez.
He's a member of the Cub Hall of Fame.
That's right. It's a meet and greet with a Cubs Hall of Famer.
Yep.
So that's you cannot buy that. It's not something you can go to Cubs.com and get. It's not something at the team store. But I mean, if you were I don't know, like, if you were a fan in that, like, in that 03, like the 2000s range, I mean, double machine, third baseman,
very quietly consistent,
fixed third base for the Cubs, yep. And just the exit velo and just hard hit. It was awesome, man. And he's an awesome dude. Like, he will sit there and talk to you, and he'll tell you a story or two, and he'll take pictures, and he'll sign something for you. So Aramis Ramirez, $3,000. Come on, $3,000. Who's going to be able to recreate that situation? Text CURE25 to 41444. We also have one of those with Lee Smith. So if you want to call up 773-388-8270, say, hey, I want to meet Lee Smith. I want to be at Cubs Hall of Fame. I want the 4 tickets. Or I want to meet Aramis Ramirez. Those should both move, especially with a match above $20,000. So you can comfortably say, I make a $3,000 donation to charity. It becomes $6,000 for cancer research. And I get to meet a Cubs legend. And I get to take me, my significant other, our two kids, me and my friends, whatever, 4 people, 4 tickets to the game for the meet and greet with Lee Smith and Aramis Ramirez. Those absolutely should move. 773-388-8270.
Lee Smith is an amazing story himself.
Yes.
Heart transplant, Hall of Famer. This guy is somebody you want to spend time with.
Yes. And someone just insulted. Is the New York deal gone when we can go to FS1 and Pastrami and Cubs Mets with Danny and their fly south? Yeah, those went instantly. Come on now. It's a big ticket item. We're flying you to New York and you get to come see me on First Things First, and we go out to lunch and we go to Cubs Mets next year. So yeah, that is those went. But the meet and greet with Lee Smith and the meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez, we're moving those right now with the Mullion Hall audience. And you got to call 773-388-8270. You want to donate $23 for Rhino? I think we can get 23 more $23 donations by the time we're out of here within one more hour. I think we can do that. Text CURE25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. We have our miracle patient, the last patient of the show, who was the last patient of the show last year. They are making their return. Their story, if you've been faced with these impossible diagnoses, we don't fully understand it, but we like to end on a positive story. And so that's what Elizabeth and Rich Berger are going to do for us on the other side. And I'm going to figure out I'm at like 94%. And then I hopefully will be able to tell you what's going on the other side. Cubs for a Cure rolls on after this on The Score.